Each week on Curly Sue TV, we will discuss motherhood, kids, love, beauty, and trending topics. Tune in to hear colorful perspectives from an array of women. Join in on the fun! Welcome back to another episode of Curly Sue TV. Are you ready for a good time? I know I am. Let's go.
So how are you doing? How are the kids?
We're here. Week one of the oldest kiddo's distance learning down.
Okay.
Weeks to go.
Mm-hmm. And how's that working out?
It was actually not that bad, to be honest. I think I made it worse in my head because of like how much of a mess things were last semester. But then I was like, they probably have figured a lot of like by now. And it really has. Like, he's actually doing more schoolwork. Him hopping from like one teacher to another seems to be a lot smoother.
Okay.
Which like I appreciate, because last semester it was a lot of like an hour of instruction and then like figure the rest out. Mm-hmm. So I was like doing that and working at the same time. So I was like freaking out about being on top of my work and then like also doing this, because I know you can do schoolwork at any time, but I was like, I want to get it done and over with during regular hours. So when I get off work, I'm like off. So it's definitely has been super easy. I mean, like, we've had a little bit of issues here and there with like Zoom meetings not working, mm-hmm. but nothing to where how like stressed out and overwhelmed I was last semester. So,
right,
yeah, I'm enjoying it, liking it, kind of down with them doing this for a little bit longer, to be honest. Like, but how are you? How was your birthday?
It was good. It was good. We were here in the house, and you know, they had cake for me and balloons and whatnot. So it was a little party in the house, just the three of us. Well, four of us, because my sister was here, but she went back now. So
how did it go with your sister? I mean, I bet she was kind of like, to an extent, relieved to finally be able to go home.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She's she's very happy to be back where she is supposed to be. Oh man. But yeah, girl. she's more than ecstatic. that's an understatement.
I mean, I feel like once you're used to like being in your own space and your own thing, and then you're unexpectedly crashing somewhere else for longer than you wanted to,
yeah, exactly,
can really make things really stressful. Like, especially because like, not, I mean, how long was she here? A good while, I'm guessing.
She was here for a few months. Yeah, she was here for a while.
Do you start thinking about like your stuff? Like, oh my god, how's yes. Like, it might sound dumb, but you're like, my house is just there.
Yeah, how's all her stuff is over there. Her life, you know, it's just her car's there. So
freedom.
Can't come and go as you please. Although she's been using our stuff, which is fine, you know, no problem there. But it's different when you're jumping in your own car.
And well, it's also like when, I mean, she had, like you mentioned that she was using y'all's car and your things, but it's also like you want your own stuff and you appreciate yes. people helping you out. But
exactly,
you want your own stuff.
Yes, I understand. I get it. Speaking of wanting own stuff. Sometimes it would be nice to have a bae.
Sometimes I toy with that. It would be nice. I know that before. Depends on the hour, honestly.
I don't know how I'm feeling today. I want somebody to rub my feet, but then I'm like, nah, I don't want to be bothered.
Exactly. Trina thought like, oh man, it would be so nice to like, you know, have, I just even, you know, it's not even just someone to talk to, but I'm a very affectionate person.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I really am. Like, I love, like, in a relationship, I love doing special things for, like, whoever I'm with. Like, I love, like, what little things can I do for them? Like, how can I? And it's so hard because I'm like, I don't know where to put this energy in. So then I know I can do it to my friends, and it doesn't, but it
Yes.
doesn't have like the same payoff. Like, I'm
Right.
still happy that I do things for my friends, but at the same time, I'm like, ugh. Oh.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's a little different. It's a little different.
Yeah, so I've been struggling with that for like the last, I don't know, I've been single for like 2 and some change years now.
Yeah.
I don't do single well. I'm not a good, I've never been a good single person.
Single life is can be rough, man. It really can, especially if you have kids, because you're already trying to stretch yourself thin between yourself and, you know, all the things that your kids need, and they got to go this place, that place, they need this, that, and the third. And then you're like, okay, I think I want to see somebody. So now I have to take another portion of myself and see how they're doing. You know, are they okay? Are we okay? Like, you know, care for their feelings. It takes a lot. It takes a lot out of you.
I have been lucky enough to where, like, I seem to run into guys that also don't have a lot of time for some other reason, which part of me is like, I kind of love that because then I don't feel like I'm the only jerk that doesn't have
Yeah.
time.
Right.
Like, it makes me feel good because I'm like, oh, you don't have time because you're like studying or like your hours are funky at work, whatever. So cool. Like,
Right.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. But then at the same time, I'm like, I can't just have you whenever I do have free time, like on a whim. And then it's just, that's when I start to just get over it because I'm just like, I want what I want and I want it now. Now I have to be patient because you're patient with me.
Oh man. Yeah, it's. And then you put in what? The dating apps that are out
God.
there and online dating and all that, and it's like, oh my gosh. Okay. I'm gonna try this. I'm not gonna put too many expectations on it, but I'm gonna try, you know, and see what happens.
I
Sometimes it's
mean,
good, sometimes not.
I'm not going to say every person I've met off an app is awful because realistically they haven't been awful. And
Yeah.
just because they're not for me, it doesn't make them bad people.
Right.
It's
Exactly.
just the con, like, it's, I feel like, I mean, personally, like, I don't want to come on too needy, but then I am kind of needy, to be honest. Like, to be honest, I'm a little needy. And like I'm trying to like play it cool, but then like I end up playing it too cool, and they're like, "You haven't texted me back in 2 days," and I'm like, "Oh yeah," because I was trying to play it cool, and then I forgot.
Yeah, you're
And
like, you're okay. You're all
yeah, and then
right.
at the same time, we have like it's just dating in general, to be honest. It's not even like the people; it's just dating in general because a way to connect with people literally all over the world. So at the same time, I'm like, what if the man of my dreams is literally in like some other country? So then why am I wasting my time with like this game code? Because we don't get along, obviously.
Right. Oh, man.
And like we live in a world of like two, it's too many options in too many ways. And I
Yes.
think that's why partially like relationships are hard to have.
Yeah. It's like, ooh. Okay, let me date this person and then let me scroll on Instagram. Ooh, I like him or her. Oh, let me jump in their DMs and see what's up with them. Or, oh, I found this person on what's one of those dating apps? Bumble or Plenty of Fish or something. Ooh, let me try this person. Ooh, let me try that person. It's like it's a buffet of different people for you to try out.
I can barely decide what I want for dinner half the time, let alone what freaking app I'm gonna get on to try to find a decent human being to connect with. And then
That's so true. That's so
really,
true.
I'm like soup or a sandwich or Tinder. What kind of guy am I aiming for today? Because
Right.
that's personally, I feel like I've gone through some, I mean, it's been an interesting journey since I became single for sure.
Right.
And I will give, like, I will say thank you to all the dudes I've dated since I became single too, and some change years ago. Like, thank you guys. Like, definitely, you know, like Ariana, thank you next.
Like you're the real MVP.
God, pretty much. I mean, I've learned that someone on paper can be truly like what you're looking for, but they can bore the crap out of you
Oh, yes.
in person.
Yes.
I also believe in having phone conversations before you meet people in person. sometimes the sound of their voice could just be the absolute worst thing that you can hear.
Very
Sorry, I'm not,
true.
I know I don't have like the best voice on earth, but I at least want to hear you talk before I go have a drink with you.
Right, exactly. You need to hear like the tone in somebody's voice and how they intend things to sound or mean, you know, you got to hear that.
Yeah. It's just God, please, just if any guys listen to this, if the girl's throwing some hints, look for them. Just saying, we can't do all the talking.
No, but then the guys will say we talk too much. So we can't really win.
Is no winning. That's another thing. There really is no winning in dating. And then we all have so many issues, like literally, and none of them get over them.
Right.
And they still throw themselves out in like the dating world. So, yeah. I mean, at least I feel like I've decently worked on my major things, if that makes any sense. Major, some good, decent self-reflection on like things that really needed to be addressed in myself and like relationships. There's people out there, man. And I'm just like, what are you doing, bro? Like, go home. Come back in a year.
I need you to seek some therapy before you and I get together. Hell, I'm gonna seek some therapy for my damn self before you and I get together, you know?
Therapy in general, like just
It's a good thing. It's
it
a good
really is.
thing.
Like just do it, bro. Go talk to somebody for a couple of hours and it's not gonna be that bad. You're gonna feel a lot better and yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some self-reflection. Try to understand why you are the way you are. And maybe you can unpack some things. Say, you know what? I was behaving this way for all these years because of this reason. And it might seem minuscule to somebody else, but it's really big to you. And say, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to put that behind me. And I'm going to be a better version of myself and move on, you know? But sometimes people don't have that option. They don't have that outlet. So thus creates all the issues.
Yeah, and I'm sympathetic to that, but I mean, I kind of believe that in relationships, even if, and I mean, this can be like tweaked two different things, is if like the relationship doesn't work, it didn't work on both ends for a reason. It wasn't just like, I mean, like unless he like cheated, and obviously it's very like, but even then, like sometimes people cheat for a reason, so it's gray areas again, but it's. What, how did I contribute to the demise of my relationship? Because it wasn't like, yeah, he might have been like passive or like he just shut down from communicating for me, but what did I do to make him feel like he couldn't talk to me? It's,
It's kind
man.
of, I don't know. Because when it comes to like the whole cheating thing for me, I'm like, listen, that's a choice. We all have choices. And I. It's very hard for me to sit here and say, oh yeah, he cheated one time and it's okay. No, because you chose to do that. You didn't have to do that. And at some point, you have to sit with yourself and say, you know what? I didn't communicate to my significant other the certain needs that I have. Or maybe because of these certain needs, you and I can't be together and I have to seek it elsewhere. Fine, tell me. That's cool. If it's not gonna work, it's not gonna work. If I can't please you in that sense, okay. But if you're just like, I don't care, it's whatever. Yeah, I have a girlfriend, but I'm gonna go sleep with this next chick. Okay, well, you can go. You just won't have me as a girlfriend anymore or a wife or whatever. I don't know. Different generations have different opinions on that, but I just and that's for men and for women too. So I just don't understand. I just can't wrap my head around that. It would bother me to my core if my significant other cheated on me with somebody else, and I'm just supposed to accept that. I don't know. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. Kids are not. Kids are not.
I mean, from personal experience, I know I've cheated not because I didn't express my needs, but because I didn't have good coping skills. My coping skills were like, go do dumb shit. Literally, it was like just, I mean, not like trash your life, but make poor decisions. It had nothing to do with like my partner being the, I mean, issues within the relationship did play a part, but a lot of it was just like literally there was a lot of stuff going on. The person I did it with was giving me the support and comfort that I wasn't getting from my significant other, which I should have just been like, hey, you're not being there for me.
But it's easier to just find it somewhere else. I mean, I feel like that's part of that is human nature. If you're not getting something somewhere, you're gonna go find it somewhere else. Whether you really consciously, you're just gonna go and find it somewhere else.
Yeah. So, and like that was that. I didn't expect him to like forgive me for what I did. Like, I understood that I had, like, what I did was not okay. Like, I didn't come out of that and was like, but why are you mad at me? Like, no, I know why you're mad at me.
Like, yeah,
But
you're supposed to deal with that.
it really made me, instead, like, really sit with myself and be like, okay, so you can't go doing dumb things every time you have 20,000 hard life things going on. Like, that's just not reasonable for life.
And then also it's maturity that plays into that as well.
Yeah.
So it's like where is this person in their life where they feel that they have to behave a certain way, you know? Hey, none of us are perfect, honey. None of us are perfect. We all have things that we need to learn.
We should do a special episode, all the dumb things Linda has done.
Shoot, girl, we can have that probably take up 2 hours and some change.
Be 2 episodes. That'd be 2 episodes. Maybe three, a three-part series.
Right? We're like dumb things part one. Dumb things part two. Oh man, that would be funny. Yeah, we probably could do that.
I mean, if we already we have like a slow week, we can't find a really good topic. Man, what I got.
Yes, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I'm co-signing that.
Cool, I'm down.
Now, I
Sorry.
was going to ask him, what is your take on, as we're talking about relationships, what is your take on marriage? Do you feel like it's important? Do you want to be married? Have you ever been married? You know?
Yeah, so funny story about that. When I was really, really like when I was like 22, I used to joke around that I thought I was like, I'm gonna be married twice. And it was just for some reason, just because we knew how much of a mess I was back then. I was slightly self-aware. I was like, I'm gonna end up getting married twice. I was like, I know my first marriage is gonna be like complete crap, like trash. And even a friend of mine almost jokingly, we got engaged. We never were really gonna get married. But like, I'll marry you so you can get your first marriage out of the way, and then your next marriage can be like your real marriage. And I mean, of course, drunk conversations make for interesting stories.
Of course.
So that was almost like a thing. But actually, I've always been very, like, to me, marriage has always been a very serious thing. It's been like a very, I'm very non, I feel like non-traditional in a lot of ways, but I feel like marriage was always one of the things I figured I would only get married once, and that would be it, and that would be forever. And that was that. But that is not what was obviously my, so I kind of like I called it, unfortunately, if that makes any sense. I didn't mean to, like, I can think about it and be like, I put that out in the universe. I really shouldn't have. Like, I really, really
Exactly. You and Paul, is that what you just said?
shouldn't have. Yeah, my
Really?
kids, dad. Yeah, we
I
the before I got pregnant, like
know
that summer before I had the kids, or I mean, obviously, because I was not pregnant. Yeah, we eloped, and it was, you know, I had always talked like when I was a kid that I was gonna have like a big wedding and I was gonna do this big thing, and then like for some reason we were like, we're gonna elope, and we're like, yeah, which like honestly I partially loved because I like the we literally only had to like figure out our outfits, figure out the place, and figure out the person. So low stress. I like low stress. We literally didn't tell anyone. I think like only his mom knew that we were getting married, and then like I couldn't keep it, so I actually told Richard, you know, from work. Yeah. Because I was like, I couldn't like keep it in. And even that kind of like, I mean, it didn't cause issues, but then of course Richard told someone else, and someone else told Angela, because if you remember, like, her and I are best friends.
Yes.
So Angela found out I had gotten married through someone else.
Oh, you didn't
So
tell
yeah.
her.
Yeah, she was mad.
I'd be
She
mad
was
too. Are you kidding
she
me?
was she was really, really mad. Her and I actually talked about the night that she confronted me about eloping the other day, and how it
Oh,
was
goodness.
like that was the most awkward double date ever.
I can imagine.
It ended up being like 20 minutes of me and her outside on the patio, and her being like, "How could you do this without telling me? Like,
Yeah.
what is wrong with you?" A
Right.
lot of that. But yeah, I figured honestly, like, this was gonna be end game. I thought this was gonna be like where we're going. Like, this is
Yeah.
not how it's ending up.
Right.
But we have a really awesome like co-parenting relationship. Like, I will say the our relationship has actually gotten better since we broke up. Which I'm just like, I kind of like get baffled by that.
Yeah.
But we could, I can actually say that like he's one of my friends. That, like, I can count on him. Like, aside from stuff with the kids, like, we co-parent decently.
Yeah.
You know, since COVID, we're like roomies. So
Okay.
we're like, yeah. I told you I'm untraditional in like a gazillion different ways, except for marriage. Marriage, like I said, this was supposed to be the end of the end for me. It isn't. It's okay. It's interesting being back on the dating scene after being married,
Yeah.
because you're just like,
This
how
is
does
different.
that especially because I feel like it happened around the time that like dating apps was getting a little bit like becoming more of a thing. So now I was like, okay, let's dabble into that. Let's,
Right.
you know, I'm like, let's just kind of check this out. It's interesting to meet other single people that are divorced.
Yeah. And to get their take on it.
Yeah, I just, for me, like, I feel like I just friend zone them, and like I just want to get their perspective on stuff. So to me, it's
Right.
awkward. Like, let's talk about your ex, but like, let's also date. So I'm just like, for my own selfish interests, I'm like, let's just be friends now, and let me pick your brain some more about like the shift in relationships and how you're doing.
Right, exactly. How do you feel now on the other side of it?
Pretty much.
And would you do it again?
I've actually, you know, I find it so, I think the thing I have found most interesting about being a single mom in the dating game is that guys telling me that they like kids automatically in their mind means that they're gonna, for some reason, advance in whatever place they're in the running like the lane with me. I'm like,
Yeah,
no,
right.
that's awesome that you like kids, but it doesn't mean that I'm gonna.
Now, half the time they're just telling you that because they think that they can, get in your pants faster. That's all that is. Oh my God, he loves kids. Yeah, okay, sure. Until the kids come around, and this is after he gets the cookie, and then he's like, "Yeah, I don't like kids like that." Oh, okay, so you're a liar. All right, so we don't need to be together. Bye.
I have legitimately had a guy tell me, because I brought it up. I was like, I think he's trying to hook up with me. And like, I do like you, but like, kind of push back here a little bit because I'm really just getting more the vibe that you just want to be physical.
Yeah.
And the response was, I told you I want kids. I told you I like kids. So this means I'm serious about you. And I'm like, what? Like, do you know how many guys tell me they like and want kids? Like, I get that all the time.
But
It
have you
doesn't.
deciphered between the people who are actually genuine and those who are not when they say that,
Yeah, I mean, realistically, I'm like, cool. The only, so I've been like, I don't know if I should even really say that I've had relationships. I mean, technically, they were very short-lived, and we're talking like a high school length.
So,
Since,
interactions.
yeah, that's why I'm like, I get very confused because don't know if I should even really call this relationships. I don't know if I should really call this. Well, one of them for sure was an entanglement. There was a lot of tangling. And
yeah.
We've been tangling and untangling for like the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So, but the first guy I ever dated after, you know, Paul and I split up was someone who didn't have kids. And what I really appreciated, to be honest, was that never once he was like, kids are cool. Take your clothes off. He's just, I'm going to leave you alone because you have mommy stuff to do now. So just text me later, honey. And I was like, okay, cool.
Right, exactly. Respect my time, please, as a mother. I have things to do.
Yeah, and then the other guy, like, he had kids himself. So, like, he was more understanding of parenting things, if that makes any sense, parenting things.
Yes.
And he's never used the kid angle. I mean, obviously, I think he knew that using the kid angle would just be dumb to try to sleep with me.
Yeah.
Like, but,
really? You think I'm going to fall for that?
Yeah. I feel like at this point, they just think I'm really dumb. And that's partially my fault, to be honest.
Why? Why do you say that?
I say that because, I mean, I'm not saying I'm like freaking Einstein over here. I know I'm not the world's smartest person. I know I'm not gonna like fix the world's problems, but I'm also not. I've gotten better at the bullshit detecting. I can smell it pretty good.
Yeah.
I know it's like, I feel like I have like a little speech that I do at the beginning of like talking to someone or when I kind of start to get to know someone. I'm like, just be honest. I won't get mad at you. I won't get hurt. I'd rather you tell me the truth of what your intentions are. I had a guy earlier this year literally just be like, you know what? You're right. I really just want to sleep with you. And I'm like, cool. We can just do that.
You just say what you want from the beginning and give me the decision.
Exactly. So I told him, like, that's fine. I wasn't mad. I wasn't upset. I mostly told him, like, just don't try to hang out with me, like, like if we're dating. Like, we can do those things that we do. Like, you should have a 25-year-old before you ever get serious with someone. That's all I'm saying. I've been dabbling into younger dudes, and they try harder.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, I'm a 25-year-old. What is she talking about? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Younger.
Yeah.
I've dabbled in that a time
or
two.
How did that go?
You know, it didn't last, obviously, because your girl's still single. But I didn't go into that situation thinking that I was going to necessarily marry that younger guy. I do agree that they do try more. They do put forth more effort. I guess kind of depending on what their situation is too. Because I had one where I'm just like, okay, listen. You need to do X, Y, and Z. I'm not just going to be, you know, your little kicking buddy if you're going to be serious about a relationship. But, you know, again, age definitely plays a factor. So, and where they are in their life, because you can have a very mature younger person. You can have a very immature older person. See what works. But, I mean, they're happy. They've moved on. You know, I think one of them is engaged now and the other one got married. So they're doing well. We chat
That's
every
good.
Now and then. So no hard feelings, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. That wasn't our time, you know, like it was fun while it lasted, but we're not meant to be together forever.
Yeah, I kind of like them for pit stops, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible. Like, I'm just here for a fun time, not for a long time. Really, depending on the person. But the one from earlier this year, that was definitely for a short, for the fun time, not for the. We ended up dissolving our arrangement when. I mean, because I, like I said, you can. I told him, I was like, just be really honest with me, and I'll be really honest with you. And, like, if you start seeing someone, you're not going to be mad about it. I was like, but you can't get mad if I start seeing someone because
I'm not your
And that's actually literally what happened.
Yeah.
So we don't speak because he told me to screw myself. So.
Oh, okay. Well, on that note, I hope he's happy with whoever he chooses.
Yeah, I was a little concerned towards the end about his well-being, but this is, you know, I was like, I'm done being a rehab center for men.
Oh, yes.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I need to rehab myself more than I rehab other people.
Say it again. Say it again, girl. That is, I think that's the quote for the night.
I that's honestly the reality of it. I mean, I love, I realized this about myself when I was younger. I loved guys that I thought I could fix.
Yeah,
I
and
did.
that's our problem as women. We can't fix them.
I mean, I dated a 20-something year old rapper that was
Oh.
sleeping on someone's couch, and I
Oh
was like
no, girl.
18, and I was like, yes, I'm gonna fix you. I dated someone who didn't have a legal job. We'll just leave it at that. And I was like, I'm gonna make you turn straight. I started dating someone, they had like kind of a drug issue, and I was like, I'm gonna fix you. Like I went in deep for all like all those hard switches. Obviously haven't turned out well. So I've learned my lesson that at this point I'm like, I'm good. Y'all can figure it out. You're how old. Do you work on yourself, then come back when you're ready. Refill
Exactly.
out the application when it's a good time.
All the application. Oh, man.
I feel like at this point we need to have like applications for just talking
Imagine though,
or
imagine if
situations.
we did.
Personally am starting to think that like I want to make a legitimate application and then
Yeah.
have like a friend
With
do like
references?
do a pre-interview before I even like might
Yeah,
seem like a
that would
little
help.
much,
Julia,
but
you think that
it's at this
that
point. And then because it's so hard to date in just relationships, I find myself one going back to the entanglement repeated times because it's familiar. I know how it's going to pan out. I literally have like I have it in my head timed out how long the entanglements last. And then even like I was just talking to this guy that honestly I wasn't really that into, but I liked the attention. Even though he wasn't really that into me either. So I don't know why he was giving me attention.
Yeah, I think sometimes, we just kind of, especially now with the corona thing and people not being able to have that interaction, that in-person interaction, and have that affection and see a person smile and get a hug from somebody and stuff like that. It's a big deal. Well, if you're the person who likes hugs and whatnot, likes to be touched like that, it's rough. 'Cause like I love a hug and I feel a way if I can't get a hug.
I
Especially if I can't
know.
get a hug from a certain person, I my feelings are a little jumbled. What do you mean I can't give you a hug? I don't understand. Okay. I'll be over here in the
What
corner.
it's just and then I think what even like sucks the most, and like I'm not one of those people that's like it's all social media's fault.
Yeah.
I got on stupid Instagram, and I'm just like, why do you have to be such a freaking loving couple? I hate you guys. I want to cuddle with someone. Please cuddle. One of my best friends actually posted something about how like cuddling helps you with all this stuff. And I replied back to her story, and I was like, no wonder I've been like dying for like the last month or so because
Not dying.
it's from lack of cuddleitis. I'm like, I have cuddleitis. I was
Oh
like, that's
no.
what it is. I was like, that's what it is. I'm like, that's what's wrong with me. And like, it was sad, but a little true. And I'm like, man, why can't I just have a cuddle buddy that I also call sometimes when I'm bored and gives me attention when I feel like it?
Well, I guess in an ideal world, pre-corona, you could have that as an option. But do you know, speaking about cuddling, do you know, I forget what it's called, but you could actually pay somebody to come to your house or come to, if you have like a hotel or Airbnb or something, to actually cuddle you for an hour or two. They don't have to talk about anything. They just sit there and hold you and then go about their business. I'm like, what? This is a job? Wow.
I need that job. I'm moving. Where is it? I will cuddle people all day long.
And they have, you know, certain levels. You have like your basic cuddler, and then you move up the ranks. I think there's like three or four steps, and you're like an expert cuddler. I'm like, wow, this is new.
I feel like that's like one of the few careers I would actually excel at.
Like, what? I can actually, like, you can pay somebody to come and hold you. I guess it'd be no different than if you went to, well, I'm trying to compare it to having a massage, although that's somebody rubbing down your body. But I'm thinking of it, like, when you get a hug from somebody, you feel very relaxed. When you get a massage from somebody, you feel very relaxed. So it's kind of this, it's a little different. It's similar. The end result is the same. You still feel very relaxed and you can breathe. You're like, okay, I'm calm now. Okay, now you can leave. Bye.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you. Please leave. I'd like
Yeah.
to go back to my life of space and singledom, and then going back to the. It feels nice to kind of be your own person, and you don't have to like think about. It sounds selfish, but you're like, I don't have to think about another person, and that's kind of nice because we spend our time focusing on little people all the time, and
Yes.
then we have some time, small time, to focus on ourselves, and we're like, cool. At least I don't have to tell Bob that I'm skipping out on date night because I don't feel like it tonight.
Yeah, having some personal time after having kids is rough. So when you can actually get 5 minutes to yourself, you're like, oh, I'm taking it. I'm gonna go and do whatever I want to do.
Yeah, and sometimes it's like, oh, cool. You want to talk? I don't want to talk to anybody, and I don't want to talk to you. I'm pretty sure your feelings
Right.
are going to feel a certain type of way if I'm like, I don't feel like it. Can you go
Yeah.
away, please? So I like not having to answer to anyone in that regard. But then again, you can always just not text back and then be like, oh, haha, I fell asleep, which is what everybody says.
Yeah, the lies that we tell. Like, I just didn't want to talk to you, but I'm not going to say that because that's rude. I'll just say, oh, I didn't see it. I was in the shower.
My go-to is, oh, one of those rare times I actually went a decent hour. I went to bed at a decent hour. Oh, but I saw you on Instagram. My mom called and I was checking Instagram while I was on the phone
Right.
with her. But then I got off the
Exactly.
phone, I went straight to bed. I didn't check any other messages.
Right, all the BS.
Yeah. So I'm like, yay, I don't have to do that because I don't talk to you. I feel like this is one of the few times I've actually not been talking to a boy. Some friends and I have this joke that like she's living vicariously through me because I'm a lot more social with men than she is. She's just like, she has less patience than I do. So she's kind of like, eh. She's like, but I feel like I date enough through like the guys that you meet or that you have crushes on or that you're like stalking at the office. I thought about like, oh, I'm bored. I'll get back on the app. And I was like,
Right.
am I really going to get back on the app?
Maybe not.
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like the entanglement's going to start soon anyway. So I'm like, can't have like side dudes during the entanglement because it just makes me more angry with life, just more frustrated.
Yeah. But do we really, at the end of the day, do we want the entanglement or do we want the loving relationship? Or are we just like, eh, I'm okay.
Depends on the day of the week when you're asking me, because on a day when I want a real relationship and I want to get remarried and I want more babies, and then I walk outside my bedroom door and the kids are screaming and we're having to do the Zoom call and we're doing the this and I'm working and I'm like, I don't want any of that. I just want to be alone.
Right. I
I'll take
understand,
the
girl. I get
entanglement
it.
because I know how that goes and it's lonely at the same time. So it works out
Yes.
fine for wanting to be single, Linda.
Right. I don't know. I'm that, like, hopeless romantic who still has the hope that I'm gonna be married one day. Who knows? I don't know. But then, like you said, you know, depending on the day of the week, I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm okay.
Know. I see you getting married, to be honest.
You do.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people do. They're just like, oh, okay. We'll
I
find the
think
husband for me.
he's just gonna like literally come out of nowhere. Like it's gonna be one of those like unexpected things.
Right.
I feel like you're just one of those people that like attracts the most, like you can just attract like that one person. I'm gonna keep attracting the hot messes that I do because I don't know, I kind of value entertainment to an extent. I like a little messy, I like a little chaos. So like I keep all of that outside my home so my kids are never exposed to it. So I'm like, that's
Well,
fine.
right. Yes,
So
of course.
like that's
Of
always okay
course.
because as long as my kids don't get dragged into the entanglements.
Oh, no. Of course not. Of course not.
Then, yeah, I'll take these messy, crazy people. Like, whatever. Let them be here for a short time, not for a long time, anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I personally think my problem is that I just really, I don't want to say threw me for a loop, but I just really was into that person and really loved that person. And I guess the conversation I was having with a friend of mine, he was like, you might still be in love with him, and maybe that's why you're not allowing yourself to be available to love anybody else. I said, that's possible. That is possible. And I just go about my day, do what I need to do, take care of my little one. And I really think about it. At the end of the day, I'm like, but it's not really good enough for me. And that person has moved on and they're living their life and whatnot. So it's like, well, why are you still stuck? Or people saying,
You're single because of the options, not because you don't want to.
yeah, it's like I want to, but shit, sometimes I don't feel like putting forth the effort, I'll be honest.
Mean, that's the reality of it. Just with the way I feel like 20s dating scene versus dating scene now, even like before the Rona, it's so messy. It's so my remarriage cutoff time is like 36. If I don't find someone before I'm 36, then I'm good for the rest of my life. Unless like I'm one of those like 50, 60-year-old moms that like the kids grown up and I'm like, all right, YOLO, do what I want.
Right? It's my time now.
Yeah, then I'd be like, all right, cool. But like, for my coming years, I'm giving it that time span. The kids are gonna be busier, there's gonna be more to do, and it's wiggle this new person in.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know. It's a lot.
So, I mean, do you really? I mean, you said that you don't feel like he's good enough for you anymore. Does this mean like you're kind of your feelings are stepping back a little bit, or?
I wouldn't say I don't feel he's good enough for me. I wouldn't say that. I would say that, we had our time. I mean, we still talk and all till this day. But you live in two different places, and it's just a different time. It's a different time now. Like, I have a little one. He has a little one. Well, she's not little. She's in high school. And I was around when she was around, but it's just different. It's just different. I think it's hard when you really love someone, and in the moment you guys were on two different pages. So their life is moving in one direction, your life is moving in another direction. And every time you try to come back to each other, it still just doesn't fit. It just doesn't work out because you guys are on two different paths. It's like, well, dang, what can we do to make this work? But it's like, it's not working, And how many times are you going to keep going around and around on the wheel to realize that maybe it just isn't meant to be? I don't know. So I have a tough time dealing with that, certain days. But I mean, I guess that's something that I have to sit with myself and figure out, that what do I really want? Because in order to get that, you have to let go of the past relationships or interactions, rather, and say, okay, I want this, this, and this. I have this, this, and this. I'm working on this, and this, to obtain whatever, the goal is. And once I get that, will I feel better about myself, which then will make me have more confidence and I will be a better candidate for somebody to date, you know, with a kid.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's always the best. Like, literally, I feel like that's what I have loved the most about being single.
Yeah.
Because as much, like, I mean, after, you know, mine and Paul's relationship ended, I really, like, it's one of the few times I really, at the end of my relationships, or, like, my relationships in general.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was like, whatever, you know, new boyfriend, who's this? Yeah. That was like, but like realistically, you know, it made me be like, okay, as much as I want to sit here and blame like so and so for like that being the problem, this being the problem,
right?
What did I do during that? Oh, that didn't really help. I'm like, oh, the needy side. Okay, yeah, I got that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe how can I work like, on myself?
Maybe instead of like getting mad because I was needing him, I should have just literally said, I need you. Instead of like, how dare you want to go out with your friends?
Well, so, that's easier to say.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, so expressing my feelings, let's work on that. Because like that for me in general has always been like something I've had a hard time doing. So I was like, okay. Now I think I overexpress myself and I'm just like, bring it back, girl. Reel it back.
Reel it in.
You shot that line out too far into the lake. I mean, if we can say like silver linings to singledom and the messy dating is you learn.
Definitely.
With my entanglement, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've gone through like at least three different phases as to why I think I continuously become entangled with him. And it's right. Like a whole new layer to like the same problem. And I partially feel like that's why I keep getting involved in it. Cause I'm like, how am I going to level up next time? Like, what's the next one? What's the next layer that I'm finding? Right. And it sounds kind of dumb that I keep putting myself in, like, a hurtful position. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, I don't really get hurt anymore.
Yeah.
Because of the predictability. Like, even he's, like, aware of the jokes I make about it.
Right.
And people are not... I'm going to say this. Some people in dating can be trash because I'm like, I see you looking at my Snapchats, stalker. Like, I'll text him that. I'm like, you're being a stalker because you won't reply, but you're looking at my stuff. And that's creepy. At least I reply to you when you say something and I look at your things.
Right.
Blocker. I'm fighting. Like, no. Legitimately weird guy. But okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Unnecessary situation, so I can continue leveling up without the unnecessary situation.
Right. I think sometimes we become comfortable in the dysfunction.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps coming back around to us because we have not, as you say, leveled up to see what else is better out there or what we feel that we deserve, you know?
He's also like one of the hottest guys I've ever slept with, so that probably has a lot to do with that, to be honest.
Say it again, I didn't hear.
I said he's probably one of like the hottest guys I've ever slept with, so that has a lot to do with it, to be honest.
Don't get clouded by the pretty face.
Oh, well, I get clouded by the pretty face. I'm just like, okay, baby, just, you know, you just sit there and you don't have to talk to me. You just gotta look at me, okay? No. I don't need to hear your words. It's okay. Oh, no. I'm not trying to I'm have just a gonna look conversation. At you. Yeah, I'm like, I'm just gonna lift the shirt. I'm gonna touch the abs. Yeah, this is what we're doing. Shh. I don't want to talk about feelings. No, we're not gonna start talking. We know how that's this goes. Funny. I just need you to be quiet. Let me just touch your body a little bit.
Oh my goodness. Too funny.
I know, I'm a little too self-aware. I should really do something about my issues.
Hey, admitting them is the first step to recovery, right?
Yeah, I told that to someone literally like yesterday. And I said, since you don't do anything about it, you're just a jerk. So yeah. I'm kind of just a jerk, but so we can all laugh together. And no one's feelings actually get hurt, at least not that I know of anyway.
Yeah. Don't you just love being an adult and having to figure this thing called love out? It's crazy. Did you see that Megan Thee Stallion told that Tory Lanez actually shot her?
Yes. I thought that was awesome. I loved it, to be honest.
Yes.
Like, it made me super excited because especially she's like, I try to protect you. I was trying to protect our situation. And like, you try to come at me in the public and that's not cool. So screw yes, I'm outing him out.
Exactly. Like, oh, you tried it, sir. Basically. How dare you?
I mean, it's ridiculous. I feel so bad for her and like everything she's had to go through because I think even people were questioning that whether she even got shot or not.
Of course, because they never believed the woman. Oh, she's got to be lying. She's like, damn, the poor girl got shot in her feet, man.
Like, she even posted pictures of her feet on Instagram and then took them down. But like, she should have not had to go to that extent. Prove anything.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, that's just, you know, calm down, people. Mm-hmm. Calm it down. Super, super. Yeah, I felt, but I was really like, I'm all pro no snitching, but you know what? He didn't know.
Because then the other thing, and I get what you're saying, because then people were like, oh, well, he didn't just shoot her for no reason. Like, there had to be a reason. I'm like, what is the reason? Does it really matter?
What is a good reason to shoot someone?
Like, unless she was trying to kill him, which I don't think that was the case, I don't see why it would be okay for him to shoot her. And she said she was walking away, too.
Yeah, she was walking away. So, like, that's even... I mean, I'm sorry.
That's worse.
That's a little bit shot. I'm sorry. Someone literally has her back to you, walking away, leaving you in the situation. And you're like, oh, I'm so hard. Let me pull out my gun. Let me shoot. And it's her feet. I don't think I've heard of many people getting shot in the foot, to be honest. Paco and Taco shot up Danny in the feet 12 times. You're like, I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's just odd. It's odd. Because when I first heard the story and they said, Megan Thee Stallion got shot, I was like, what? Oh my God, she died? Like, what happened? And then as the story was unfolding, I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. So why did she get shot? I don't understand. Poor thing. Poor thing. That's so traumatizing, though. I mean, shit. Nobody wants to be shot.
Doesn't sound like a fun thing, to be honest.
Hell no. Definitely not.
I think we just, you know, like she said, like, on her, because actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I watched this video of her, like, outing him on YouTube earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah. You could have just been quiet and just let it die. Like, if you stopped talking about it or, like, you stopped telling people to talk about it, it would have gone away. And, like,
yeah,
I'm sure she doesn't want to, like, that even traumatizes more because she's having to readdress the topic and relive, like, that moment. Like,
yes, exactly.
If I were her, I'd see him. Because I'd be like, I can't wear heels for, like, 2 years. And that's, you know... That's dancing.
Yeah, that definitely affects her livelihood.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people in the comments are like, you should sue him. You know, make him pay. I'm like, yep. Mm-hmm. Get that money.
I mean, he'll be a little busy if he doesn't get, like, deported tomorrow or...
Yeah, because he's from, like, Canada, I think.
Yeah, he's Canadian. Canadian. Sorry.
Canadian.
Okay. He's a whole country. he is the whole country of Canada up north, you know, those neighbors. It's like the movie The Santa Claus. He just comes down to visit every once in a while.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I just think that's so nuts. I feel for the girl. Like,
I do too. I do too. I really hope that this situation gets resolved and that guy is punished for what he did, because that is just bogus. Utterly bogus.
Speaking of punishment, mm-hmm. and this is a weird way to segue to another topic.
So, I'm intrigued though. Go ahead.
Oh no, the Aunt Becky thing, that she only got 2 months for the college admission scandal, and Massimo, her husband, got 5 months.
Ridiculous.
I'm just
ridiculous.
You know what weirds me out is that she smiles in her pictures on her way to court, and I've never smiled on my way to court. Like, walking into the courtroom, I've never seen a person smile. That's so weird.
She knows. She knows that she was just going to get a slap on the wrist, which is usually what happens for, you know, the some of our Caucasian brothers and sisters. But for the rest of us, had that been a non-white person, they would have put them under the jail. Because, look, I can't remember the lady's name, had used the family's address to allow her kids to go to a good school, and they gave her 5 years in prison for that. Kidding me? But here you have Becky, who's got money, and she gets a couple of months. If she even serves these couple of months, they're probably be like, oh, she was in there for a week, she can come out. What?
No, they're going to say, oh, her sentencing was supposed to start, but like due to COVID, we just decided to do house arrest for her.
Oh, please.
You know. You know.
But yet you're going to send the other lady up the river. What? And then people want to say that racism doesn't exist. Yeah, okay, sure. Sure.
I really have a hard time when people say racism doesn't exist. I really, really don't. Like, I don't understand, but okay.
I don't understand either. I'm like, what? How? How do you really believe that? But because it doesn't affect you, you don't have friends who are Black, white, Asian, Indian, who talk about these things with you. But now it's a whole big thing. Like, this has been going on since the beginning of time. Just another thing that, you know, that we deal with day to day.
Yeah, I personally blame the parents, to be honest. And of course. See that because I feel like
you just take the hunches and keep going.
Our job to expose our kids to different things and to like kind of like expand their minds. And I think my greatest example on this is my stepson. So he's been to like exposed to like K-pop and that kind of culture, because like that's what's over here. And she cracks me up because she's like, oh my God, he listens to way more rap with you than he ever has with me. And I'm like, yeah, here at the house, we play rap. We play pop. We play not a lot of country. I legitimately have like 2 country songs on my playlist, to be honest. We have like Latin music. We have like all like we have a whole plethora of different rock genres playing at different times in our house if we're like blasting the music. But that's also, even if that wasn't our jam, it's our job to show these options to the kids, and then they can take whatever they like and whatever they don't. The same goes for this about racism. Like, just because you're not being targeted doesn't mean that someone you love, it hasn't happened to, or someone that's just your friend. It literally has happened, I feel like, to a lot of people, and they just actually don't realize it because of how not often it happens to them. Or they brush it off with like, that person just doesn't like me. I'm like, no, I feel like literally it's not just you. They might dislike you for other reasons, but like, I don't want to be that guy.
Right?
You know, it's a tough road to walk on, but it's our job to teach our kids that this is, like, when all this stuff started happening with, like, the Black Lives Matter movement becoming bigger, like, you know, my stepson's dad, like, he's, you know, it's something that has definitely affected him a lot. He's like, we have to talk to my stepson about different, about racism affecting him differently than it would my kids.
Yes.
Because my kids are white as a driven snow. They look white as a driven snow. And my son doesn't. So it's like, they're gonna, I mean, honestly, I feel like the one that would get
like the least likely out of the three to someone to be racist to is my youngest.
Yeah.
Is my little boy.
Yeah.
He literally looks like your generic white kid. Wow. Any sort of like traits from any ethnicity from me or his father totally skipped him.
Yeah.
He got nothing.
Because so, Paul is what? He's mixed? Is he black or what? Or mixed with black?
Yeah, he's mixed with black, Hispanic, a bunch of us. Like,
yeah.
We're all a little muddy in here. we're a little muddy.
Because then your side of the family is
Irish, Italian, Mexican. Right. Like, something
you
else.
You guys are the United Nations.
Yes. Yes. Basically, we were United Nations household.
Yeah.
Like I said, the littlest, he's the least likely that we have to worry about anything like that happening. But the other two were like, the one day that happens, like, you know, he had conversations with him asked to, like, you can't do certain things in public because right. cops will like look at you a certain way, and like to give this information to like an 8-year-old, I understand it's necessary, and I'm like, their dad, like, there's good intentions because these are things that it's like, it's real life.
Yes. I completely understand. You know, I have a black child, and I at some point in his life will have to explain the same thing to him. You know, people will treat you differently based on how you look. And that's just how it is. It's not right, of course, but that is the way of the world, unfortunately. You may have a white friend or a Spanish friend, and if they look more white, then they're going to be treated better than you. But the darker your skin is, you're going to be treated poorly, unfortunately. So you have to make sure that you don't do certain things, or things that you do, then it has to be done a certain way, because you already have the target on your back being a black person, or a person of color, rather. You know, so it's unnerving, but it's interesting to have the conversations with different parents of different ethnic backgrounds, and, you know, mixed versus not mixed. It's not an easy conversation to have, because I've had it with some ex-friends of mine.
Ooh, that's a key word right there.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times people who have mixed kids, especially where one of the parents is black, and you try to have a certain conversation with them, they feel like you're attacking them, or that you think they're being racist. I'm like, listen, if I thought you were being racist, you and I would never be friends. I'm just trying to get you to understand that because your son appears to look a certain way, that does not mean that he is better than other people. And society will treat him a certain way, and they won't. You know, and you have to explain this to him. But, you know, that's colorism and all that. That's a topic for another episode. So I can go on and on about that. But, you know, you just, and even within the black community too, don't, you know, the whole idea of colorism is a whole nother thing too, because the lighter skinned people get favored more than the darker skinned people. And, you know, you get it worse from your own people than the people who aren't, you know, within the black community. So, but yeah, I digress. That's, we'll leave that for another episode. But yeah, it definitely starts in the home with racism and what you teach your kids. And if you teach your kids to be a decent human being, they'll be just fine. But if you teach them to be a piece of shit, then it's going to be a rough road for them.
It's just I baffle. Like, I always have such a hard time understanding why it's still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's what I struggle with. I'm like, why is this still a thing?
Yeah.
So, like, I remember being little and thinking, like, 2020, so far in the future, you know, like, mm-hmm. we're supposed to be better than, like, be better off than where we are right now. And it's like, we really aren't. We really aren't in this world. And it's just, I cannot understand. I thought I wanted kids. She's like, but the way things are, like, I don't think I would want to subject having children to the way the world is. Like, that's what makes me hesitate to like have kids. And I was like, to be honest, I was like, if I would have known 6 years ago that this is where we're gonna be at, I would not have kids. I love my children to death.
Right.
No, because it makes me, that's just how upset it makes me the way things are. Like,
Right.
what is their future gonna be?
Exactly. I definitely had some of those same thoughts before I had my son, and I'm just like, oh man. But you know, people have been doing it since the beginning of time, right? So unfortunately, we're still dealing with the same issues, and somehow we get through it, right? Because we have no other choice. But
Yeah,
it's definitely difficult. It really is. And I can't be upset with people who are just like, you know, I don't think it would be right to bring a child into this world because of the, you know, social unrest that's going on. Like, you know what? You're entitled to feel how you feel. I can't tell you not to feel that way, you know, because it's a lot of craziness that's going on.
I think not even just completely the social unrest. I think it's also like where literally our country is going, like economy, like everything. But I'm not saying things were any better like 6 years ago, by all means. But at least I feel like we had this weird feeling of security. Things felt safer. And I'm like, yeah, I don't feel safe about anything at all.
No. Not now.
Yeah.
You have to be very aware and on your P's and Q's. And I almost feel like this whole corona thing is supposed to be like a restart in a sense. Like, we need to be more aware. We need to be more clean, you know, with a lot of things and in a lot of different industries. Because let me tell you, the fact that everybody has to wear a mask right now, especially in you know, food establishments, I actually like that. I feel like they should wear something. Because when I used to work in food service, you're just standing there and you're talking and you know, spit comes out of your mouth just randomly, and that gets everywhere, you know? So I mean, I know you can't, like, I don't know. It's like I want to say, oh, you can't protect yourself from everything, but at the same time, you can still try to. Because look now, Corona hit, and now you have to wear a mask, you know, when you go into public settings and whatnot. So I don't mind. I wouldn't mind it if they actually kept that as a rule and said, listen, all of the people that are preparing food, you must wear a mask and some gloves. I don't know. That's just my
Really
personal
should have had
opinion.
that before Corona, to be honest.
Huh?
I feel like that should have been way before Corona, to be
Of
honest, like
course.
wearing gloves and face masks, because like
Yes.
you're breathing on people's food, you're touching
Yes. Exactly. But of course, then you get those people that are like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to wear that. You're taking away my freedom. Well, I'm like, really?
Shut your mouth, not your freedom.
And then on the flip side to that, you think of, well, dang, how much spit have I eaten over the years?
Yeah. Realistically, pretty much, yeah. How much of someone else's germs have you already gotten in your food anyway?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because you unknowingly eat it. Because you just don't know. You just kind of eat it on good faith, you know? Like, all right, it's okay. I'm gonna pray over it. It's fine. But yes, my love, this was a very good episode. I wish we had some more ladies that were on it to just kind of throw in their opinions too, but this was fantastic. Thank you so much for being a part of another episode of Curly Sue TV.
Anything for you, like
Oh.
except anything for Salinas, anything for Roshana.
Oh. I love that movie. It's my favorite. Anything for Salinas.
Selena,
Love it.
Selena,
Love it.
yes. Anything from my Roshanas?
Oh, back at you, boo.
Thanks. That means like 1,000 to me. You
All
don't even know.
right, my dear. I'm gonna end it there, and I hope that you and your kiddos have a good night.
You too.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Curly Sue TV. Follow us on Instagram at curlysue_TV. Listen to us on Spotify, or if you are a YouTube junkie like I am, look us up at Curly Sue TV. If you have any questions, comments, or concern, feel free to email us at curlysuetv86@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.